Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Guerin in the conversation. I officially hate you. I mean, that's tough.
That's true.
Yeah. But sometimes
it's not always true.
Yeah.
It's not always true.
Yeah. But sometimes
it's a strong word.
Hate is a strong word.
Sometimes justified.
Sometimes it is justified.
Sometimes justified.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? And I'm a child at heart, so I can take it back when I want.
Yeah. I am too. I was, I saw a couple individuals who I haven't seen in so long in my life, and it was just great the other day, Billy. And I was saying part of what keeps me way younger than my age is my maturity level is about 17. Because I love playing practical jokes. I love having fun. I love laughing. Now, on the show, we talk a lot of serious stuff at times. But if you can't act younger and have fun and understand the lines and when to let it go, I think you're missing out on so much of the joy of life.
I couldn't agree with you more. There are so many people out there that take themselves so seriously.
Yes.
You're not that important. And you know what? Enjoy life. Laugh.
Laugh.
You know what? Crack some jokes. Play practical jokes. Do, you know what? Yeah. You know, just because you're old in a age or a number doesn't mean you can't have fun. But I think some people just aren't fun.
I do.
And some people are.
I think that is 100% correct. And I cannot, outside of, you know, when difficult stuff is happening in your life, right? And it's hard to laugh if job loss or your own health or a kid's health. So I'm not saying, hey, you're at the hospital and you're yucking it up. But if things are fairly stable in your life and you're not laughing multiple times during the day, you got to make that adjustment and find a way to have fun. Because life's just so much better if you're in that spot. All right, let me...
You have a decision to make every day.
Yeah.
And I know it's not this easy. You have a decision to make. Am I going to have a good day or am I going to have a bad day?
That's very... very true. This is Bill Guerin.
And you know what, too? I love, if you're around somebody that's just miserable, I try to make it my goal to just crack, get them to smile, get them to crack.
Oh.
And that's fun.
You have met a couple times at the fair of my former partner in crime, Adam Carter, who's now on with his show with Jordana. And we're still great, great friends. And Adam, every 2-3 days, menopauses, man. I mean, he just goes off the reservation. He's just crabby. And anybody who's been here since I started in 2009 knows if Adam's having one of those days, I am all over him. I am now.
Yeah.
If it's something serious, and Adam has talked about depression too, and so I know when it's legit. Or if he says, hey, this one's more serious than none of that. Zero.
Yeah.
But if he's just being crabby, I can't stop annoying him just to get him in a better
so
place.
Much fun.
Yeah, it is
so much fun.
All right, it's fun if you're the Olympic general manager for Team USA. You know what else is fun? If you have a rink to play those games, what is going on with this rink story I've been reading about the last couple days? Are you convinced this rink is going to be done in time? Because we're just a couple months away, and it's not done as of now.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's funny. I don't know if it's ever been this like severe or reported about, but like the Olympics are kind of always thrown together. A lot of times, like the facilities are not built to last because they're just going to abandon them anyways. They're not to the level that, like, you know, we have in Minnesota, like, mm-hmm. you know, Grand Casino Arena, U.S. Bank Stadium, Target Center, all these, you know, Target Field. They're not built like that. So they kind of slap them together. I don't know. I just like to, you know, think that they'll get it done and it will be something that you know, that we can play in. But my main concern, if and you know, when we get over there, it's just that the players have a place that they're going to play where it's not going to risk injury. We got to make sure that the players are taken care of and they're good.
Have you been informed of this all along, or were you a bit surprised by the information that's come out the last few days?
I've been informed that they're behind schedule. The size of the rink is a little concerning.
Yeah. Can we jump in on that? Because this rink is 3 feet shorter than what it was expected to be, your typical Olympic sheet. And I've watched three or four debates from really smart hockey people where some have said, wow, this is a significant deal. And others have been like, oh, calm down. It's just 3 feet. Where do you stand on that?
3 feet's a lot. 3 feet's a lot. It really is. And listen, these are the best players in the world. There's no doubt they could adjust to anything, but 3 feet's a lot. And you know what? You just don't want it to – listen, the players are – so many people are wholeheartedly invested in this. Players, managers, Olympic committees of all the different countries, hundreds and hundreds of people are invested in this so much. You don't want this – and fans paying tons of money to go to the Olympics and flights and hotels and – whatever.
And players getting, and maybe even you, this is it. Maybe this is the only option you play or you manage like you.
Yeah, you don't want this to be anything but the best. Like, you don't want it just slapped together. This has got to be top notch for, you know, for everybody.
If it's 3 feet short, which is going to be, will this affect you and the people you rely on in any substantial way on the makeup of your roster?
No.
Because the idea is some would say, okay, if it's not the typical large ice sheet, maybe there's some tougher guys. Maybe there's some more physical guys that you can lean on to if the ice isn't as big as typically and what is expected.
No, it's not going to change anything. Not the way I think. Nope.
How much of your time, I mean, we're basically closing in on 2 months away from your first game. How much of your time right now is devoted between the Wild and the Olympic responsibility?
It's really ramped up recently for the Olympic team. You know, things are going relatively smooth with Minnesota right now. So, you know, and I have people that I trust that can handle, you know, a lot of the day-to-day things. I mean, the coach, you know, has everything under control. I have assistant general managers who always help me out no matter what's going on. So they've got a lot of those things day-to-day under control. Right now I'm actually, tonight's the middle game of, I'm doing 7 games in 7 nights. Been to St. Louis, Detroit. Last night I was in Montreal. Tonight I'm going to be at the Islander game. tomorrow night I'll be in New Jersey, and then back-to-back games at Madison Square Garden watching players. And it's a lot. It's a lot, but honestly, I love it. It's great. And you know what? I have enough energy, enough passion to go, you know, around for both teams. And I love what I do.
Remind me again when you formally announce the team.
I believe it's going to be December 31st.
Okay. So that's, you know, we're 27 days away. Right now, about what percentage of the players are set and about what percentage of spots are just up for grabs right now still?
A pretty high percentage, but I don't know what number to give you. I'd be making it up anyway, so.
Yeah. I'd rather you not make it up.
There's a high percentage, but, like, you know, we've got to, you know, what if somebody gets hurt?
Yep.
Tonight, 2 weeks from now, or, you know, the night before, you know, we've got to be ready with, you know, plan A, B, and C. And, you know, we'll announce our team, I think, shortly after the new year.
Okay.
It'll be in New Year's Eve.
You obviously had a great run last year, lost the finale to Canada. It was thrilling. It was just great, great stuff. I think a lot of people expect the team you had last year to be the core of this team. Almost, I don't want to say unanimous, but almost everybody back. Is that the wrong assumption?
No, it's not the wrong assumption. I think there will be some changes. But, yeah, for the most part, it's going to probably be something similar to what we had last year. The guys performed well. They were a good bunch.
You heralded college player, high goal scorer, USA Hall of Famer, Stanley Cup winner as a player, assistant Stanley, general manager, Stanley Cup winner, now running this team, now as a GM, obviously Olympic player, right? Now GM of the Wild. Where does this rank among all the thrills in your hockey career?
I mean, it's very high up there. This is a tremendous honor to be in this position. I do not take this for granted or lightly at all. I'm extremely fortunate to be in the position I am. It's very high up, and you know it's about the win, though. We want to win, we need to win. And it's awesome. I just I'm a very lucky guy.
One more comment on this, we'll take a break. We got to talk about your team because your team's playing tremendous. Tell me somebody outside of your sport who you've reached out to on this responsibility and the back and forth really stood out for you. Or have you done that? Have you mainly just relied on the hockey guys? But a lot of times when people get this really unique responsibility at the Olympic level, they'll sometimes look to other people in leadership and try to pick their brain a little bit.
No, I've mainly stayed in the game. Kind of pick people's brain that have been in this position before, get opinions, maybe just give me their experience, give me their, you know, looking back at it, you know, a number of years later, what would you have kept? Mm-hmm. What would you have done the same? What would you have done differently?
Sure.
What do you think went wrong? What went right? All those things. So I've leaned on some people like that. And everybody's been very helpful. It's nice to have that community of people that will help.
This first segment is why we love having Bill Guerin on the show, because we can cover so many topics, including the fact that he is the general manager of the U.S. men's hockey team in just a couple months away. We'll put Billy on hold, and we'll talk about his team playing as well as any team in the NHL right now. I want to talk about insurance, and I want to talk about all of us being in the best possible position for automobile insurance, home insurance, and then whatever bells and whistles for fun you have. Maybe it's the summer, it's the boat. Maybe it's the winter, it's the snowmobiles. Whatever you need where insurance is in play, have somebody who is reliable, who's a good person with an established company. And if you need them, when something bad happens or something, you know, something bad, maybe you made a mistake, somebody else made a mistake, or you just check in and say, okay, do I have the best deal here? My friend, and she is my friend, Amber Scholl, is a person to reach out to. American Family. So this isn't just Amber and the cul-de-sac insurance situation. No, this is American Family. This is Amber Scholl, who's been a part of this office for 15 years, running it for a number of years now. Lyndon, I hope you're listening. I hope you're great. Lyndon did a great job. Amber, she's better than you, Lyndon. She's every bit as good as you. I'm just needling you, Lyndon. Amber has done a phenomenal job, and I've been with this office overall since I came back in 1990. How do you get a hold of Amber? Even to check your rates. Maybe you talk to Amber, talk to her team, because not just her. She's got a great team there. And you say, hey, I'm good with fill in the blank. I bet the chances are high you're going to find out I can be better with TeamScholl.com. That's right. It's TeamScholl.com. S-C-H-O-L-L.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you win, and obviously I hope you do, and you don't bring me back a great bottle of wine from Italy, dead to me. It's that's it.
I'm not bringing you anything.
Well, I mean, Dave, should we keep the segment going? I mean, he's going to be.
I appreciate
you,
his answer.
You can cancel it. You can cancel it.
Cancel.
I'm just telling you.
Cancel the Olympics. I mean, are you going to bring?
I'm not bringing you anything.
How about your wife? You going to bring her back something?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I would put here's on the pecking order I have.
She's coming. She's going to bring her own stuff back.
Okay, well, have her bring me back a great bottle of wine.
No. Yeah. Not bringing you back anything.
There's only so much room in the luggage, Jed.
Thank
you.
One bottle. One bottle of great juice. That seems fair.
No, it doesn't. Wow.
I'm hurt. I have feelings.
I know you do. I know you do. I'm just being honest. Being a friend. I'm being a friend.
Do you
just
see, Dave, you seen any wiggle room in this area?
No, I think
I'm really not.
Dave, would you like a bottle of red wine from Italy?
That sounds tremendous, Bill. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Done.
Thank you.
I'm listening still. Okay. All right, let's talk about your team now that you've hated on me. Last year, when you started, your team played great. There were extended stretches where you're the best team in hockey. And right now, during this stretch, you're playing better than anybody. You took on the Avalanche here when they, had lost, one game in regulation, and you beat him in a thrilling game. give me a little contrast or comparison to how you thought your team was playing last year when you were playing so great and now. I know last year's fairly long time ago, but for people who are like thinking, okay, great stretch last year, how does this one compare? What do you want to say?
I think this is who we really are. We had such a terrible October. And it was just weird. Like, I didn't know. I was out of ideas. I didn't know what was going on. Because it was just such a difference from I don't know anything I had really seen in the last little while. But I'll give the guys credit and the coaching staff a lot of credit. They, I know the players got together and met. I know the coaches met with individual players and groups of players, and they got it together. And I think, this happens quite a bit too. Deep down, you know what makes you successful. You know how you have to play, but in sports, it's not always that easy. It's difficult. But when you realize what gives you success, what helps you win, and then you finally get to it, you kind of get more and more of a rhythm, and it feels good, and you're winning, and the mood is better. That makes it easier to do night in and night out. And I think the guys just had to get there again and little reminders of what makes us successful. So now the key is to me, continuing it. I was really upset after the Buffalo game.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
I was very disappointed, because if we want to be a real team, like a real contender, we can't get on a high and beat Colorado and then sink and lose to, a team that's very low in the standings. Mm-hmm. Not even just lose to them, but not play to our standard. That's why that game was disappointing to me. We played down. We didn't play up. And if we want to be one of the best, we can't let that happen. I'm not saying we're never going to lose a game.
Right.
But you can't just ramp up for one and then come crashing down for the next. You have to be consistently good.
How do you watch where, when you're in the middle of it, you're like, okay, this is how we should play, we're this good, and make sure that, you're checking yourself and your team and saying, well, maybe we're just playing better than we can play, and we can't sustain this. So if I can still add to this team, I better keep doing it, because I get it. I mean, when you're playing this well, it's like, okay, let's just keep getting guys healthy. Let's not disrupt things. But sometimes when you play these 82-game seasons, most teams have a really good stretch, but maybe that's not truly who they are. How do you balance that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it goes both ways too. Like,
sure.
Sometimes you're playing poorly and you're not winning, but that's not who you really are, kind of like in October for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are times, and this is one of the scariest things to me, is when we're not playing well, but we're winning. Because that gives you a false sense of how good you are, who you really are. You're just winning. But those are the things, at some point in time, if that's going on, it is going to come crashing down on you. So, yeah, I love it. A win is a win. But you really have to look at the game and how we're playing it, and if we're playing to our identity and doing all the right things. Because sometimes if you're you win one, lose one, or you lost a couple, then you win a couple, you're kind of up and down, but you're playing the way you should be. That will kick in and give you some longer stretches of winning. If you're just winning, but you're kind of getting lucky, or you're just getting on the power play, or got some balances, that's really scary to me. So I just like the way we're playing right now because we're back to playing to our identity. We're getting great goaltending.
Yeah.
We're playing as a team. And that's what you have to do.
We've talked a lot about goaltending, and you always said, listen, I'm not a goaltender, I trust other people, but you know, you've been around the game your entire life. You have a goaltender who was highly, highly sought after and then had mixed results in the minors, and I know you talked about his conditioning and his further commitment, but this stretch by your kid goalie is just, it's historic with some of these numbers. Yeah. When the people who you really rely on, who talk about top goaltending and watch Volstead, what are they saying right now? Because, I mean, the shutout numbers are, I'm not exaggerating, they're historic.
Yeah, they are amazing. And you know what? He's fought, through a lot of stuff, you know, the first couple of years of his pro career over here, things that he had to really battle, like a lot of adversity that he had to battle through. And I think that was good for him. I think it gave him thicker skin. I think it really pushed him. And now he's kind of, you know, being rewarded for that with his own good play. You know, and it's nice too because we have two guys that are playing really well.
Right.
And we, you know, it's a luxury to be able to put a rested goalie in net every night where they're not getting, you know, especially with this condensed schedule, you know, we're pretty much going every other night now, which is great.
Yep.
And they're rested. And that's a huge luxury to have in this league.
Today is National Cookie Day. You could have one cookie at its peak. Well, example, your golf course. Man, there are some good cookies at your golf course. Around the golf scene, your place, best cookies. You can have one cookie at its peak. What does Bill Guerin have?
Oh, man.
And if you say oatmeal raisin, we're hanging up on you.
No, I'm not saying oatmeal raisin. I'm not.
It's gross.
Solid, just chocolate chip, you know, tough to beat.
Yep. How about the peanut butter chocolate chip?
Nope.
Oh,
Jesus. Nope. Like white chocolate macadamia nut.
Very good. It's a very good cookie.
It's tough to beat.
You don't like peanut butter chocolate chip?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But you asked me. Peak. At its peak, what would I like? And that's not one of them.
Yeah.
I will eat a chocolate chip peanut butter cookie.
What is the cookie where people like it and you're like, get out of here? No, you're wrong.
You know what? I don't like the, I don't love kind of like the fancy cookies,
too many items?
Real fancy, like bakery cookies or the... Even the Christmas cookies. I don't love Christmas cookies.
Oh, Dave Harrigan is nodding.
I don't.
Dave, go ahead. Chime in on the Christmas cookies.
I'm with him. They look beautiful, but if you got a nice platter of Christmas cookies, about half of them are, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Half of them are junk,
yeah,
but they look nice.
It's the truth. They should be, you know, like sometimes people have the display of an apple, and it's not really an apple. It's just ornamental. Most of those cookies truly should be ornamental.
Ornamental, yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing fancy. Give me the basics.
Oh, your place has...
He's a lunch pail cookie guy. I mean,
you're not exactly getting the lunch pail cookies out at your golf course.
They're very good, but there's nothing fancy about them. There's no frosted. They're chocolate chip. There's oatmeal raisin. There's white macadamia nut, whatever. They're just basic cookies. They're just really good.
A lot of the powdered sugar cookies, fake. They're just, you know, there's sugar on them. And then you taste them, you're like, you know what? The sugar is covering for their mediocrity.
Yes. You know what else is a good? A snickerdoodle.
It's a good cookie.
It's a good cookie.
Dave, snickerdoodle?
That's a decent cookie.
Decent cookie. Dave, you're...
I wouldn't put it top five.
Dave, no more wine.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yeah, you screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, now you'd bring
nothing
me back.
Goes better with Italian wine than snickerdoodle cookies.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't want that lunch pail time. Wine from Italy anyway. I mean.
I know.
All right, sir. And I'm not getting it either way.
Yeah,
damn
it.
All right.
Great to talk to you.
Keep winning. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Bill Guerin, excellent stuff. The Waymo topic. What are you shaking your head about?
Excellent stuff till the end.
Yeah. You don't even want the wine. I want the wine.
No, I take the wine.
You think all wine is the same, which is just people who think all wine tastes the same.
Don't do it. Don't
get
do
out of
it.
Here.
Oh, no.
You're also out of the state. The Waymo topic back in the conversation when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.